Cattleman's Ranch, how may I help you?
I'd like to place an order for pickup.
Oh, I'm sorry, we don't do takeout.
I'll take a rib plate with a side of your mashed potatoes.
Potatoes, and we don't do...
Large coleslaw, extra cold,
okay, sir.
And two of your fancy cookie pies.
Sir, we don't do takeout at Cattleman's.
We do now. We're getting in the to-go game.
Sir, sorry to keep you waiting. You are never going to believe this. It turns out we just started doing to-go. Like, right now.
If the three of us were stuck on a deserted island, we'd be fine.
We totally would be.
I'm great at finding fresh water.
And I know how to start a fire.
And I drink a glass of that fresh water while using the fire to cook and eat both of you.
What?
What?
Don't kid yourselves. A few days of starvation and you'd be trying to eat me too.
I'd eat berries.
There are no berries.
No berries?
Eddie, turn those ducks down!
Now entering the square circle, the intercontinental champion of the world, Lewis the Animal Steel! Yeah! Arr, me eat turnbuckle! Oh, no.
When does couch get so lumpy?
It's not the couch, it's Evan!
You guys hear something?
The wind?
Evan, you hear Evan! You're sitting on me!
Evan, when'd you get there?
Hey, watch this. Kid and play. Kid and play.
Oh!
Hector made chocolate cake today. Brought you guys some.
Cake!
Okay, everybody, time for bed.
Aww. Hey, now, listen to your mother. You can eat it in your room.
Brush your teeth after. You are the only one who can tear them away from the adventures of baby duck screaming.
Well, I've been putting in so much time at work getting ready to launch Cattleman's to go. I only get to see them for a few minutes a night. Gotta make them count.
Well, maybe you wouldn't have to work so hard if you hired competent help.
My staff is more than competent.
They have the instincts of a goldfish. Eyes wide open, mouths moving, swallowing air. Can't tell flakes from poop.
What was that? Did you just ask for a kid in play?
No.
Someone did.
No! Ma, I'm getting dressed.
再见了, Roosevelt.
There's no way you're going to work today. You can't even get dressed.
It's the first day of Cattleman's to go. I have to be there.
Just let the staff handle it.
There's no way they can manage.
I thought you said they were competent.
When I'm there to supervise them, on their own, they're...
Goldfish?
That's actually a pretty good Mitch. No, I can do this. If I can just get this sock on, everything will be fine.
It's slow at work. The investment property is being held up with inspections. I could just cover for you until you're back on your feet.
I don't think so. You and the staff aren't exactly a good mix. You told Nancy she didn't really serve in Desert Storm.
She didn't get a kill.
She was a cook.
Cooks should have the most kills. They have the element of surprise.
If you were to cover for me, you couldn't fire anyone.
What makes you think I would fire anyone?
Because that's your move. At the furniture store in D.C., you would try to fire people all the time.
Name one.
Me, Susan, our accountant, James, my client. You tried to fire a customer.
Being a manager is a lot like chess. If you can't get rid of any of the pieces, you can't win the game.
No firing anyone.
Fine. No firing, except as a last resort.
Nope, no firing.
No verbal firings, I understand.
No firing.
What if word of layoffs comes down from corporate? Boys, your father's recovering, so I'm going to be at the restaurant today, and he'll be here when you get home from school.
Yay! Dad! These truly are my lucky socks.
My brain's going to school, but my heart's staying here. My brain's staying here, too.
As you know, Lewis had an accident.
Oh, yeah, he paged me. 911, Lewis down.
Was he attacked by birds? They're everywhere.
I think they're moving down here from Vermont.
I saw a bird in a tree, and I was like, is he watching me?
It wasn't birds. Now, I know we've had our differences in the past, but it's time for a fresh start. Together, we can make the to-go lunch a success.
You ever see a complete pigeon? They're always missing something.
Are you trying to get fired, Nancy?
Oh, we know you can't fire anyone. Lewis also paged me that.
Fire won't kill a pigeon. I've seen them shuffling out of burning buildings in Kuwait. It's like they're born from the flames.
Hey, boys, welcome home.
I guess if I was forced to pick, I'd eat Eddie.
Me too.
I'd eat Evan.
Why me?
I've known you a shorter time, so I'm less attached to you.
Lewis? Where's your father? I agreed not to fire the staff, but they didn't need to know that. Now they have nothing to fear. How could I rule without fear?
Do you want us to respond?
Dad's at the diner where Emery got sick from drinking all that orange juice.
He went to the diner? When?
As soon as we got home from school.
He said, hey, boys, welcome home.
Want some coffee?
And then he left to get us all coffee.
I'm waiting on a baby Chino.
Lewis?
Oh, thank God you're back from work. Let's go home.
What are you doing here? Why aren't you home with the boys?
Because you're not there. I can't spend time alone with our kids. Can I get a baby Chino and the check?
What do you mean you can't spend time alone with the kids? They love you. You're their favorite.
Yeah, that's because I only see them for a little bit every night. I give them a tight tube. I blow in, dazzle them with a two-minute tornado of fun, then get out.
Okay, quick impression of the Budweiser frogs, then pretend to fall down, then a fun fact, straight into a group tickle, ending with your closer. Desirable food item.
Yay!
Budweiser. Hit him hard and leave him wanting more. Learned that from my father. I idolized him, and I saw him for like 10 minutes total my whole life. The more time you spend with your kids, the more chances they have to realize you're just a guy, a mortal. That your detachable thumb isn't magic. And those quarters aren't coming out of their ears. They're coming out of your paycheck.
This is ridiculous. You spend a lot of time with the boys.
Yeah, but not alone. You're always around. You're my buffer. The bad cop to my good cop.
Wait, I thought I was the good cop. Enforcing rules so that they can learn to live in society. You're the bad cop, giving them treats and then confusing them by making them think frogs can say the name of a beer.
You're right. I'm bad cop. You shouldn't leave me alone with them.
Nice try. Tomorrow, you're going to spend the whole day with the kids by yourself.
But I'm sick.
What is this? No standing around.
What? We just went for orders to come out.
You have time to lean. You have time to clean. Come on. ABM. Always be moving.
You got it, boss.
Really?
What? You didn't say how fast we had to be moving?
Good one.
Thank you for waiting. Here's your cattleman to go.
I'm sorry. Is there any way we can eat it here? The kids changed their minds.
Oh, yeah, of course. There's plenty of tables. Sit anywhere you like.
Hey, I don't know if you know this. We don't get tips on those orders, so if you let them eat here, we'll have to clean up after as if they dined in.
All the work and no tip. Got it. I didn't know that.
Great. Thanks.
You can do this. It's just a few hours. They are your sons. You made them.
It depends on what you value on the island. Entertainment or strength? Eat me, lose both.
Dad, you're not going to leave to get coffee again, are you?
No. How about some Chris Farley? I'm Tommy Boy. Fat guy in a little coat. Tommy likey. Tommy want wingy. Why did the fish get a bad report card? Because all his grades are under C. Fun fact, there are no naturally occurring blue foods. Even blueberries are purple. Also, it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open. Achoo! See? Oreos?
Dad, are you okay?
You heard your mom. Time for bed.
Mom's not here.
And it's the middle of the day.
I know. I knew that. I was just saying if you knew that and you passed the test, like school, homework, home test. Yeah.
You're flailing. You've got nothing left. They're going to realize you're fine. You don't do something. Come on, think. Think.
Let's watch TV.
Emma's watching her movies.
It's okay. I'm sure she'll make an exception for her baby boy. Hey, Ma, would you mind if the boys and I watch TV for a bit?
应该把钱存起来买第二台电视, 而不应该花钱再买移动座椅。
Now what are we going to do, Dad?
We can watch this movie.
This movie?
Look out. We're here to buy my brother some sunglasses.
1 minute.
1 minute, little bro. Hi, my name is John Paul, but my friends call me Disco Dave. You guys got a great place here. Well built. You can tell the beams are solid. I'm not getting sunglasses because I just bought this awesome watch.
I have a watch, but it's old.
Well, I'll be, girls.
Ugh, don't look now. There's Paul.
Are you ladies buying me a present?
Yeah, we're trying to buy you a life.
Good one, Anne.
Hey, cool sunglasses, dude. Yeah, super cool. He looks like my uncle.
我有去试镜这部电影.
Can we draw on your cast?
Sure. Yes, you could draw whatever you want.
Really?
Well, no buts.
Aww.
Okay, buts.
Yay!
I call the black marker.
Table for two, please.
May I suggest instead of ordering from the menu at your table, you call in an order and then just eat it here? That way you don't have to pay a tip. It's all part of our new service. Cattlemen's to go to stay.
Saving money. I like the sound of that.
Speed dial line one.
Cattlemen's Ranch.
Hi. I'll have the hickory burger and some curly fries.
Excellent choice.
My wife would like the club sandwich.
I want to switch to the steak salad.
Hold on a second. What do you want now?
I want a steak salad, no dressing.
You don't want the club sandwich anymore. You sure? Because I got them on the phone now. She'd like the steak salad, no sauce.
No sauce.
When they learn to draw so fast.
Dad, if we're stuck on an island, which one of us would you eat?
Eddie.
Why wouldn't you pick me? I'm young, like veal.
I thought I didn't want to get eaten.
Not by you. But, Dad, I'd be honored if you ate me.
Well, I guess that's it. We're out of space.
Already?
Dad, are you okay? You're sweating.
Yeah. It's just this cast. It's itchy. Probably got a rash.
Gross.
That order was called in over an hour ago. Nobody's come to pick it up yet?
Guess not.
Why would somebody call in an order and then not pick it up?
I don't know. A lot of forgetful people out there.
Right. Forgetful. Calling in fake orders. Making us waste food and lose money. Cattleman's Ranch to go.
Yes, hello. I'd like to place an order for it to go, to stay.
Oh, you would you?
It's for my T-ball team. They're what you call big boys.
Well, I've got my pen right here. I'm ready when you are.
We'll take 20 double cheeseburgers,
mm-hmm.
15 hot dogs,
yep.
15 chili
yep.
fries, and all the ice cream.
Sounds good.
I know it's you, Mitch.
T-ball burgers.
Nice try, okay? Nice try.
It's not me. I'm right here.
I think you just blew a huge order.
Lewis, your staff is...
Hey, honey. How was your day? How was your drive home? Did they fill in that pothole over on Fifth Avenue? I sure hope so.
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just happy. Hey, how's To-Go going? Is it taking off?
Oh, what happened to your cat?
I let the boys cut it off. Who says I'm not a fun dad? Can you put the blanket back? Wind is hurting my leg.
What is taking so long?
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
You're still in shock from the pain if you think this is my fault.
You forced me to spend hours alone with our kids.
That doesn't mean you let them cut off your cast.
I had to keep them entertained. I did my Chris Farley. Grandma was watching a movie. It was the only choice.
Where does this end, Lewis? I'm gonna find the doctor. Excuse me, how long until you can see my husband?
We're pretty backed up. I'm going to guess a good 6 hours.
6 hours?
We don't normally take people who let their children cut their cast off because they were afraid of boring them and move them to the top of the list.
Well, he's at least ahead of that girl with the stomach thing, right?
My stomach!
Oh, she's faking.
If you'll excuse me, I have to get back to the patients with serious life and death problems.
Where are the boys?
They were looking bored, so I panicked and gave them $50 for the vending machine.
Listen, Lewis. The doctor was talking about life and death, and it made me think. We've never had the talk. If something were to happen to you.
Jessica, I'm only getting my leg recast.
I know, but it scared me. Crazy things happen every day. 1 second you're here, the next. It could happen at any moment.
I never really thought about it, but I guess that's true.
It's horrible to think about. But God forbid you should leave us.
My boys, my family.
And I will be left to manage on my own without the ability to fire anyone at the restaurant.
What? Is that what? No firings.
Fine. Well, if you're not going to let me fire them, then you should. Those are lazy, insubordinate. They don't care about our business. They're worse than goldfish, Lewis. They're catfish. They're the garbage men of the lake.
Wait, where are you going? You can't leave me alone.
Spend time with your kids. Big boys. They're real.
I broke another fork.
New one coming up.
The pepper's down. I'll refill it right away.
Here you go.
Mitch.
No problem. I'll clean that up.
Mitch, what's going on?
The T-ball team who called Mitch to order? They showed up wanting their food, so we scrambled.
You could have just told them I never wrote down their order.
Yeah, but it's a huge order for the restaurant. It's our job.
I need you back out there, Mitch. I'm drowning in carbs.
Excuse me, are you the coach?
I guess. But hell, they teach me a lot, too.
I'm glad you're enjoying your food. As you can see, our staff worked really hard for you today, so it would be nice if you could leave them a tip.
No, we ordered to go to stay, so we wouldn't have to leave a tip.
I understand, but this is a huge party.
That's why we're undefeated. Speaking of which, we gotta go. We got a game in 10 minutes. Wolf down those Sundays and grab your bats, boys.
Oh, I'm gonna get saved again.
So, they eat like this and then they go play?
To be young, right?
Yeah. What's this?
It's your tip.
But they didn't leave one.
It's on me. To go to stay is done.
Really?
Well, it was my mistake for not taking their order, and I appreciate you stepping up and doing a good job. You're not goldfish or catfish.
Thank you. That's really nice of you to say.
You know, it is customary to tip at least 10%.
Don't push it.
It took so long. We cleaned out these vending machines, so we had to go up to the fourth floor.
This is actually the sixth floor, so we went down to the fourth floor.
Congratulations. You win directions.
It's over.
What is?
This whole thing, I'm done. Your mother's gone. We're stuck here for another 5 hours. I have no cast to cut off, no impressions to do, no coffee to get. My leg's broken. I'm a real mess. I am not a fun dad.
What?
It's all an illusion. Every night I come home, do 2 minutes of smoke and mirrors to make you think I'm funny and cool and interesting, but the truth is, I'm not.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. We're cool with this chilling out.
I mean, we love your energy, but we don't have to do it every night. Honestly, sometimes it's a bit much.
My tight two? You love my tight two.
Sometimes... It could be a tight one.
So we can just sit here?
Yeah, fine with us.
And you're not going to get bored? You don't need me to entertain you?
No, you're Dad. We just like it when you're around. I'd let you guys eat me. Thanks, dude.
Guys, your mom would immediately cook and eat us all. So happy to have this thing off again.
Yep. Despite the initial setback, the x-rays show that the leg healed nicely. Everything looks great, as you can see.
Ah! You call this fixed?
Why is it all withered?
The muscle mass will eventually rebuild.
I had a man's leg. This is a baby leg. I don't want a baby's leg. Where is my leg?
Doesn't smell like a baby leg.